Hey, I'm Erica.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is the Open Source Show.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a developer advocate.
Hi, I'm Erica. I'm an engineering manager. I think my whole name is down there.
So Erica and I go way back. So this is a really fun show for me. So you do a lot with diversity and inclusion, yeah. And one of the things that you've done is created Project Include. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of that?
Yeah, we want to just give everybody a set of guidelines for making startups more diverse and inclusive at the beginning, because it's really hard to add these things in later on when your company's huge, right? So do it when you're small and like still building. So it's like baked into the culture of the company as it grows. And so we put it at projectinclude.org. And basically anybody can go there and view guidelines, tips for how to build a diverse and inclusive culture at their company.
Right.
Ellen Pao and I were friends on Twitter. And one day she DM'd me and she's like, we need to get some ideas together about how companies can be better at diversity and inclusion. B, we can't do this alone. So we're going to think of the people who would be really great at working on this with us. We definitely need a lawyer. We need someone who's been an engineering leader. We need someone who's running a company. And we came up with this group of women who are from all parts of the tech industry. There's VC, lawyer, engineering leader, engineer myself. And we put all our thoughts together about things that we've experienced, ideas that we had, and we have a whole set of guidelines that exist at projectinclude.org.
It's basically packaged up, like there's a bow on top. Check it out. There's a lot of content there. So you package it up very nicely, but it's not a whole solution. So, you know, things like job descriptions being inclusive.
Right.
What other tips do you have kind of outside of what Project Include has?
First step for hiring managers putting up job descriptions is run it through Textio. Textio is a third-party service, and you can do a free trial. You run your job descriptions through Textio, and it'll tell you this is more masculine language or this is more feminine language. And like, you can make your job descriptions more welcoming. Second thing is be just super verbose about the role, about the company, about the benefits. Just lay it all out there. So there are no surprises for people who want to come work at your company. If you are reaching out to someone to have them come interview, tell them exactly how the interview is going to go. That's really helpful for a lot of people who have some level of test anxiety, right? But if you give them a heads up about how the day is going to go, what the schedule is going to be like, who they're going to talk to, what they're going to be expected to do, it puts them at ease. And I think that's great for everybody, not just for diversity and inclusion. It's just like for building a better culture, for being empathetic to your teammates or future teammates.
And so outside of hiring managers, because they get a lot of attention, so if you are applying for a job, what are some tips as you are applying for jobs? Because I know that people get discouraged applying for hundreds of jobs and not getting any calls back.
Right. As a hiring manager, I see a lot of resumes. And the quality varies from resume to resume. I've seen resumes that are just like maybe half a page long. And it's like, I worked at Place.
Yes.
I worked at Place. My name is this. Done. And it's like, I don't know anything about you, right? From this resume. And on the other end, I have seen resumes that are like 4 pages long.
Too much.
So make it very succinct. Make it very targeted. These are the things I did. These are the things that I accomplished. These are like the wins that I got. These are the things that my team did. These are the things that changed because of my work. Sell yourself. That is the best way to get the attention of a hiring manager is just like tell them exactly what you can do and how well you can do it.
I, for one, am not very good at selling myself. Have somebody review your resume, somebody that knows you, and maybe some people that don't really know you, maybe some of your ex-coworkers that can play to some of your strengths that maybe you just didn't even know you had.
I love that. Have multiple people look over your resume and tell you the honest truth. Definitely get a friend who will be honest with you, because we all have that friend who will just like tell you everything you do is great.
Not that friend. What if you are applying for a job and you love the company, but the rec that you see is maybe not the most inclusive?
I think if they have looked at the company and they've done some research and they get good signal from everywhere else, bring it up in the interview. Just like, hey, when they're talking to the hiring manager, just like, hey, so love this company, really love the role. Want to let you know that maybe your job requisition is pushing some folks away. And it's good for the employee or the potential employee to know, how that manager will respond to good feedback, right? Because if they're like, whatever, this person thinks, you know, they know it all and whatever, and they're not open to the feedback, that's a good signal that you don't want to work for that person. But if they take it in, they're like, thank you for that feedback, we're going to fix that, you know, then you know that, like, okay, this is a person who I can work with, who is willing to change.
That's really good advice. Once somebody's accepted for an interview, there's some biases that can come into place. What are three things that you think that hiring managers should be aware of?
Right. This is for hiring managers and also for people who are interviewing. Just that, you know, when you work at a tech company, often you're doing these big panel interviews. But if you are one of those panel interviewers, three tips are to first, try not to or check your bias if there is a communication style or language barrier. Second, don't bias on what a person comes in looking like. They're here to do a job, not to win a fashion award. Third, coding interviews are the worst, especially the whiteboard interviews. And there's a way to test coding ability without doing that. You can give a candidate a take-home test, and very important, don't give them a time limit for it. People have different sorts of things going on at home. You can't say, drop everything and do this in 2 days. But when they do finish it, have them bring it in. And when they bring it in, you say, okay, why did you make this choice here? What is this thing right here going to do? How can you improve this code? Where are the bugs? And then that's, you can learn about a person's coding style and ability and
problem solving skills
and ability to be an engineer. Engineering is not just writing code. It's about seeing in code where there is a place for improvements, where the bugs are. And that's, you can test for that with that process. You can't do that with whiteboard interviews.
You can't. So show empathy in your coding interviews as you would in your code. On top of Project Include, where there's just tons of material, what other resources are out there?
My favorite managerial book is The Manager's Path. And I have to do a full disclosure here. The Manager's Path was written by a friend of mine, Camille Fournier, but it is one of the best books out there on how to be a manager. And it is... I'm not the only one who thinks it's great.
It's great. Follow her on Twitter. Camille is awesome. Right. I also endorse the book. Super helpful.
It's really great.
Are there any other links that you suggest people check out?
Oh, man. Too many links. Can we add them later?
Yeah, we can add them somewhere in this general area.
So down here? Things moving in this place here? Cool. Yes.
So make sure to check out the links. To like us as well. We appreciate that. Share us on Twitter. We also love that.
Subscribe. Yeah. Like and subscribe. That's a thing.
And also check out all of the other things that Microsoft has to offer at opensource.microsoft.com. And come again.